champion and is also learning this morning that an elite group of U.S. Army members are now ready to target, capture, or kill top ISIS operatives. Barbara Starr at the Pentagon with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol. You know, there's really a common thread here, the increasing reliance on the elite special operations units by the U.S. military, whether it's SEAL Team 6 or, in this case, the Army's elite Delta Force. We're not going to talk about specifics. We're not talking about timing. We are not talking about specific locations. But what we do know now from our sources is that Delta Force operatives in northern Iraq are now ready to begin the operations that they were sent in there to do several weeks ago. Back in December, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced something called the Expeditionary Targeting Force. That, what is that? That is these special forces. They've been spending the last several weeks doing what they do, living covertly, gathering intelligence, establishing informant networks, and now they've collected enough intel, we are told, to have perhaps half a dozen ISIS targets to go after in northern Iraq. What they are doing is what they've always done in places like Afghanistan, in places like Iraq. They develop intelligence, they go, they hit a compound, if you will, capture or kill who's in there, get all the intelligence they can from laptops, from cell phones, and then use that, leverage that to conduct additional missions. So what we are going to see perhaps in the coming weeks now is a real ramp up in what special operations forces are doing. The Pentagon increasingly reliant on them to be on the ground to go after ISIS.